This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to inaugurate 22nd Conference of Commonwealth Parliamentary Association in Kohima today. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Shaha emphasizes need to engage younger generation in science and civic awareness. Cabinet approves Assam Prohibition of Polygamy Bill 2025. And Eastern Air Command of Indian Air Force organizes first ever full-scale air show in Guwahati. The news in detail. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla arrived in Nagaland yesterday to inaugurate the 22nd annual conference of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, India Region Zone 3, scheduled to begin in Kohima today. Highlighting the growing development in the northeastern states, Mr. Birla noted that new avenues of growth have opened in the region, particularly in transportation, infrastructure and connectivity. He said that the culture and work ethic of the Naga people reflect the vision of a self-reliant India, emphasizing that the nation's strength lies in its diversity and democratic values. Addressing media persons, the Lok Sabha Speaker said that the Commonwealth Conference will provide a platform for MLAs and presiding officers from the Northeast to deliberate on challenges, development opportunities, policy making, and governance. He expressed hope that collective discussions during the conference would lead to practical solutions for the region's issues and aspirations. Mr. Birla also praised the natural beauty, courage and industrious spirit of the Naga people. Nagaland's vibrant culture, traditions and craftsmanship hold great potential to attract both domestic and international tourists, contributing to the vision of a self-reliant and developed India, he said. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shaha emphasized the need to engage the younger generation more actively in discussions on general knowledge, current affairs, science, history and civic awareness. Speaking at the Tripura Info Mega Quiz 2025 held at Rabindra Bhavan in Agartala yesterday, he said that no library collection can match the human brain's ability to acquire and retain knowledge. Dr. Shaha added that quiz can be a powerful medium not only for knowledge enhancement, but also for promoting awareness about issues such as drug abuse prevention, road safety, social responsibility, and human values. In a major social initiative, the Assam Cabinet has approved the Assam Prohibition of Polygamy Bill 2025, aimed at outlawing and eliminating the practice of polygamy across the state, except in sixth schedule areas. The bill prohibits any individual from marrying if they already have a living spouse, are not legally separated, or if a decree of divorce has not dissolved their earlier marriage. It also provides for compensation to women affected by polygamous marriages, acknowledging the immense hardship such victims often endure. The Eastern Air Command of the Indian Air Force organized the first ever full-scale air show in Guwahati yesterday, marking the 93rd anniversary of the Air Force. Over 75 aircraft were displayed in more than 25 formations at Lahid Ghat above the Brahmaputra River in Guwahati. This year's Air Force Day celebrations revolved around the theme Infallible, Impervious and Precise, symbolizing focus on operational capability, resilience and precision. Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sharma and Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh were present on the occasion. Our correspondent reports that the first ever air show in the northeastern region thrilled spectators over the banks of the mighty Brahmaputra. The flying machines operated from 7 air bases in the region: Guwahati, Tezpur, Jorhat, Chabua, Hasimara, Bagdogra and Panagar. The Senkhasi Kmi, along with its affiliated Senkhasi Sengrai units from across the Khasi Jayantia Hills, yesterday performed the annual Ka Ngu Ka Demble worship and offering to God atop Lom Sopet Bening, one of the most sacred and revered religious ceremonies of the Senkhasi. The ritual is conducted every year as a mark of thanksgiving and prayer to Uble Nongthao, God, the Creator, seeking blessings for peace, prosperity and the well-being of humankind on earth. Assistant General Secretary of Senkhasi Kmei, Paya B. Simrem, informed that the erection of the monoliths as part of the religious observance stands as a powerful testament to the living traditions of the Khasi faith and way of life. The Senkhasi Kmei successfully erected 40 commemorative monoliths, called Maubinna Sa'nam, symbolizing the enduring traditions, customs, and spiritual identity of the Khasi people. Monoliths were consecrated and blessed during the ceremony, serving as eternal markers of Khasi culture and heritage. A two-day national seminar on craft, culture, and commerce of cinema in the Northeast India is scheduled to begin at the Golden Jubilee Auditorium, Northeastern Hill University, Shillong, today. The seminar aims for a critical exploration of multifaceted role of cinema as an artistic practice, a socio-cultural force, and an economic enterprise. The primary objective of the seminar is to foster dialogue among filmmakers, academicians, cultural practitioners, policymakers, and students. The aim is to envision pathways for the growth and recognition of the cinema of Northeast India on both national and global platforms. The seminar, being organized by the Department of Journalism and Mass Communication, NEHU, in association with the Northeastern Council, will feature more than 36 selected presentations. The Controller of Communication Accounts, Northeast India Telecom Circle, organized an awareness program under the Nationwide Digital Life Certificate Campaign at the BSNL office, Thura, West Garo Hills, Meghalaya. The program aimed to facilitate and promote the submission of digital life certificates for BSNL and Department of Telecom pensioners through the Jeevan Praman application. Around 1,000 pensioners whose digital life certificates are due to expire in November 2025 were present at the event, organized by the Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare. Subhamil Das, Joint Controller of Communication Accounts, spoke about the importance of digital registration and demonstrated the use of the Jeevan Praman app, available on the Play Store, for hassle-free submission of life certificates. He emphasized that pensioners who are unable to register digitally may also opt for offline submission. Catholic faithfuls in large numbers joined the annual Eucharistic procession at Shillong and Thura in Meghalaya yesterday. Morning prayers, followed by Holy Mass, marked the start of the solemn procession from the Cathedral of Mary Help of Christians at Leitmkra within the Shillong Archdiocese. The procession commenced in the afternoon, moving from the Calvary area through Dhanketi, Shillong Jawai Road, Leitmkra Main Road, Don Bosco Square, and back to the Calvary for the Holy Eucharistic celebration. In Thura, headquarters of the West Garo Hills district, the Catholic faithful took part in the annual Eucharistic procession following a Holy Mass at the Sacred Heart Church in the Chanmari locality. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma also joined in the procession, which went through the main thoroughfares of the town before reconverging at the church ground for the Eucharistic celebration. And Meghalaya's Akash Chaudhary has been hailed by Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma for his display of world-class cricketing feat. Akash wrote himself into the history books after becoming only the third batter to hit six sixes in an over in first-class cricket on the second day of the Ranji Trophy 2025-26 plate group match against Arunachal Pradesh in Surat yesterday. He equaled the world records of legendary Gary Sobers and Ravi Shastri. Chief Minister Sangma took to social media to laud Akash's impeccable batting performance, which also included a fantastic 50 runs of just 14 balls. Terming the achievement as a proud moment for the state, he said that Chaudhary's remarkable feat reflects the growing strength of Meghalaya's sporting talent and will serve as an inspiration for aspiring cricketers. And before we wind up, another look at the headlines. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to inaugurate 22nd Conference of Commonwealth Parliamentary Association in Kohima today. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Shaha emphasizes need to engage younger generation in science and civic awareness. Cabinet approves Assam Prohibition of Polygamy Bill 2025, and Eastern Air Command of Indian Air Force organizes first ever full-scale air show in Guwahati. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.